still Martin Surtsey. There was a great DJ in the UK called John Peel. He was the guy at the BBC, the only guy at the BBC that would play the new music. He'd be playing Pink Floyd and the Crazy World of Arthur Brown and Quicksilver Messenger Service, all the cool underground stuff. He survived the BBC for many, many years doing new music, for about 20 years. And he's a lovely man. In 1970, we played a live session for John Peel's Top Gear programme. This was in one of the smaller BBC theatres in London, with an audience of a couple of hundred. Opening for us was Mott the Hoople, a band that were little known to us at that point. They hailed from Herefordshire and seemed to have brought half the county with them to the show. For some reason, the auditorium was stuffed with Hoople fans and devoid of Fairport fans. Hoople went on first to a storming reception. In the interval, we wondered what the best tactic would be to win over this alien crowd, but nothing came to mind. Let's just get hammered, I suggested. This was met with all-round approval. We played an atrocious, drunken set and verbally abused the audience. They hated our guts anyway and booed us throughout. At one point, Simon offered to take on the whole crowd one at a time, and they nearly took him up on it. And all this was live on the radio. John Peel was deeply upset. He later said it was like finding out his sister was a whore. We felt bad. We began to wonder if there was something lacking in our stagecraft. I thought we were pretty lively on stage, but Hoople had made us feel old and of a previous generation. I was 21 at the time. Why not ham it up a bit? Do some of those corny moves Hoople had done, rubbing the guitar necks together, doing the synchronized steps, shaking our long hair in feigned ecstasy. And to top it all, why not get some of those motorcycle boots they all wore? Well, we got some boots. At our next gig, we did the moves, hamming it up totally and trying not to laugh too much. It went down an absolute storm. The crowd response was immediate, with cheers for every dumb cliche. It had the effect of making us quite depressed. It really was that easy. But was that who we wanted to be? Could we go through life in this fraudulent manner, knowing that we were stooping to conquer? We dropped the whole idea and resigned ourselves to a lifetime of smaller but more discriminating audiences. And no boots.